A new survey by Old Mutual Unit Trusts has found that millennials are saving more than their parents, but they're investing less. Here to explain this is Managing Director Elise Botha. Elise, welcome. So what's the difference between saving and investing?
Saving has got a short-term time horizon. So basically it is a short-term focus, while investing is for the long-term, for instance, for your retirement.
So that kind of more or less fits with today's attitude of immediate gratification rather than thinking for the long term.
That is absolutely the case with millennials at the moment. What we see is they absolutely enjoy to compete with the next door neighbors, the Joneses, the Kardashians. So they love that immediate gratification. They love the cars. They love the apartment. And obviously with that comes a lot of debt. We also see that as a result that millennials is the first generation that's born in a democratic South Africa, they still have a lot of people dependent on them. Three out of four millennials have got somebody, and that's not a child, it's a sister, a brother, a parent, that is basically dependent on them. And obviously all of that makes the burden for millennials bigger.
Yeah. Okay, so your survey found that millennials, and they categorized as those aged between 18 and 34, they lack savings accounts, so they do have bank accounts, but they're less enthusiastic about pension and provident funds. Is that because of the whole immediate gratification rather than long-term horizon?
I think so, and it's also, I think, a lack of understanding. So we saw that millennials have 61% of them are saving in a bank account. Now, that is worrisome, especially over the medium to long term, that can't necessarily pace inflation. So that's a big concern for us. And I think they also don't understand investing vehicles. I think they think it's not, and they don't like the fact that they don't see it as liquid. They don't think they've got enough money to invest. And all of that is obviously not the case. So I think there's a lot of education that we need to do to ensure that people understand that these longer-term investment vehicles is actually accessible to them, and it's not hard to invest.
But I wonder, Elise, if it's more of a case of that, you know, that the millennial generation seem to be more anti-establishment than their parents. So is it that they don't want to invest in traditional investing because they are anti-establishment and they don't trust it?
I think there's a misunderstanding, and I think especially seeing that they are quite new, and they want different things. That might be one of the cases. But we also saw that they take money very seriously. Quite a number of them actually said that they want to be financially free and that they want financial independence and that they want to be well off. So there is this absolute need to do it. But on the other hand, that which can help them get there over the long term, they seem quite loath to engage with, which to me is such a contradiction. Because like I said, bank accounts are great for short-term saving, but it's definitely not a way to make sure that you become financially free in the long term. So it's quite a dichotomy.
Yeah, and maybe it's that whole attitude that what's so important to them is freedom, and they see longer-term investing as pulling away from that freedom that they have right now. But do you think, Elise, that South African millennials are any different to their international counterparts?
There are a lot of similarities, and there are definitely differences. The reason we decided to do this survey is there's a lot of research on the internet from the States, but we wanted to have a local flavor. And what we saw is that they're similar in the fact that they're tech savvy, they absolutely love immediate gratification, they want things and they want it now, they're quite competitive. What was different for South African millennials was the fact that they're more indebted, again, it probably a result of our history, and the fact that they are they really want to be educated. South African millennials put education very, very high on their priority list. And we chatted to one of the millennials that actually runs Women in Finance, Mapalo Marco, and she explained to us that it is because they believe that education is so important to get somewhere in the world. And that is also a differentiator that we saw in South Africa.
So you've got this information from this particular stakeholder group. How does that affect your strategy of trying to sell unit trusts to millennials?
Firstly, we wanted to understand what they think about us as an industry. And what we realized is exactly what you said earlier. There's a complete misunderstanding. They don't understand that unit trusts are liquid, that it's easily accessible, that it's transparent, that it's quite protected. And all of that we now want to bring to the fore with millennials. So we have taken hands with the media and also with financial advisors. We've recently gone on a roadshow around the country to speak to financial advisors as well, to say this is why millennials should be important to you. Interesting statistic is that millennials currently is 27% of South Africans' consumers. So all of this is absolutely essential for the health of our country. So we are also seeing how we can put articles forward to explain more to millennials exactly what long-term investing is about and how easy it is.
And obviously that's a part of the new FSCA regulations, education being an important part of it. Okay, so give us some golden rules for humans who are likely to live to the average age of 114. How much of their salary should they be investing each month?
Well, we use a rule of thumb. Needless to say, we believe the more you can save, the better. We believe that 50% should be for your day-to-day living expenses, 30% of your salary you can then use for all the luxuries, you know, the DStv, the cell phone. And then we believe that the rest, 20%, you need to invest, and at least 15% of that 20% is for retirement savings. That's a rule of thumb. Needless to say, every person is different, but that's what we usually say, just if we have to use a rule of thumb.
Yeah, and that's sound advice. And what would you say about using the tax-beneficial retirement funds? Where does that fit in?
Absolutely. I think it is absolutely essential. The tax-free savings today and obviously retirement annuities can have an absolute positive effect on your tax situation. And I think every South African, including millennials, should take advantage of that.
Elise, interesting stuff. Thank you. I was the Managing Director of All Mutual Unit Trusts, Elise Botha.